Let's see.
Any other names for police station?
Jailhouse.
Is the jail associated, connected to the police station?
Frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And it is in Houston.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The principal city jail is in the main mm-hmm. police station. Going down to the police station. We said police station. Police, P-apostrophe, L-I-C-E.
Yes. How about where the firemen work? What's that?
Firehouse.
All right.
Firehouse. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And any other terms other than jailhouse that you would use for the place where people are sent when they're arrested?
Yeah. Slammer? I would say that sometimes.
All right.
Jail. Put them in the slammer. What else do we say? I understand other things, other terms, but I think those are probably the two I'd mm-hmm. use.
Do you have a name for a section within the jail where they might put a bunch of drunks to sober up?
The tank. The tank. Drunk tank.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Fine. And then what does a policeman carry for protection?
Good question. That's a good question. I would say he carries a gun.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I would not.
What?
No.
What would you say about this gun?
You want a specific term to that generic? And I suppose I would probably call it his pistol.
Mm-hmm.
And if you pressed me, I would probably end up saying his revolver, but that would be last on the list.
They all mean the same.
Yes, there is no difference in meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Gun,
mm-hmm.
pistol, revolver, no.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have any slang word for it. I mean, it would mm-hmm. not occur to me to say his heat or something mm-hmm. like that.
Any other names for handguns?
Of policemen or just in general?
Just in general.
Handguns, pistols, Saturday Night Special, sure, small.
What is a Saturday Night Special?
It's a small handgun that can be easily concealed. So named because it's easily available. But
is it a certain caliber, or can it be various things?
I think it can be various. I think it can be. It's any small, easily concealable firearm,
mm-hmm.
with the connotation of something which is used, if not owned illegally.
Mm-hmm.
One would never speak of a policeman Saturday Night Special.
Mm-hmm.
So the connotation is always to commit a crime.
And then talking about things that policemen carry still, what about some sort of a stick?
Yeah. Well, because of my experience, I would call it a club.
Because mm-hmm.
I've been smashed with it.
Was that still in Paris?
Yeah, it was in Paris.
Was this a riot or something?
Well, it was Bastille Day. And
oh, dear.
Oh, it was in 68 when de Gaulle was getting all frothy in the mouth about the communists, and but there was no danger of the communists winning the election. And it was during the general strikes and student revolts and that, and I just happened to get caught up the night of Bastille Day after I was running from tear gas. And I was cornered by four or five of them, beaten up.
Mm.
But anyway,
well, if a Houston policeman was carrying a stick of some sort, would you still say a club?
Probably say his stick.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever hear nightstick?
Sure,
I've
heard nightstick, and sure, I know those terms very well. But I probably wouldn't say his billy club or his nightstick. I'd probably say his stick.
Okay.
Or his club, I'd say. Mm-hmm.
What are some names that you would know for a prostitute?
Hooker. Whore. Those are the two main ones.
All right. And the building where several prostitutes might work?
Yeah. Well, in Texas, because it was so famous, the Chicken House, I'm sure you've heard of the Chicken Farm, which was just closed down a couple years ago outside of LaGrange. Because some jackass newsman from Houston went down there and decided he wanted to bring religion and created this public stir, so they put it on all the newspaper in the TV, and so it was closed down. But the term Chicken House refers to the whorehouse.
Mm.